Welcome back to the Barca Breakdown. My name is Adam, and guess who is back? The
Yuse. What's up, guys? Let's do it, Adam.
Here's the thing, Yuse. Memphis Depay is officially an FC Barcelona player. Right?
I don't know about that. Did you see the website?
I did. Here's the thing. The Barca team have put up Depay's jersey for sale and then quickly took down the whole website. But this same thing happened with Coutinho, right? When the agreement's almost done and they know he's coming for sure, even though there have been some Juventus rumors with Depay, looks like we have a new forward.
Lies. What happened to Wijnaldum? PSG swooped in there. Juventus trying to do the same thing.
So you're going to sit here and say to everyone that you think we're not getting Depay?
No, I don't really think that. But I think it's a good tactic on FC Barcelona's side. He's bringing some hype in. Ooh, you know, speculation. Not really speculation at this point, but really jazzing us up, putting his jersey up there and saying, Depay's coming in.
No, Wijnaldum.
This what do you mean?
This was just a mistake on the website
team. Wrong.
It was not something wrong that they had previously thought of. And, you
Laporte is getting money. He's using it to build the hype so he can generate this fund of Depay.
I mean, we need money.
I'm watching you, Laporta.
I just don't think this is what happened. I think the team, you know, had him up on the website. They put it up a little bit too early. Hey, I'm glad he's coming. It's really good, right? In contrast to that dirty little rat Wijnaldum, right? We got some more information this week about the details of why he signed with PSG.
Money.
Not going to lie, don't blame him.
It was money.
Don't blame him.
Barca offered him $3.5 million.
And PSG offered him $9.5 million, dude.
But he's
you're not. You're taking that money any day of the week.
Nope.
Don't give me any of this BS about you got to love the club.
I'm here for Barcelona. No, the club's going to win.
Not true.
Yes.
You would take the money. I don't blame him at all.
If I'm already making millions of dollars, this is $6 million.
3X.
He's already 30 years old.
I know. This is his last big contract. Great job by Wijnaldum. You know, I have to give credit here, too, to Laporta, right?
Kay.
I mentioned it in my last video I did solo, but he's not doing a good old Bartomeu move of, you know, oh, PSG offered him money. Let's offer him a lot more. Hey,
I agree with that.
They offered 3X. We're not going to come near it. Depay, you know, is going to be good for our front line. And, you know, we have Aleix, we have Pedri, we have Puch, we have Frankie de Jong, right? We have Busi, we have Pjanic, we have players in the midfield. There's no reason for us to go out and spend a lot of money.
There I agree with you.
Thank
100%.
You.
100%. I don't think that was a necessary move to outbid PSG. Good for Wijnaldum.
That's a classic Bartomeu rat move, right? You know that dirty little rat would have offered some money, tried to get him on our side. I'm glad we're not doing it, right? Speaking of rats, exact opposite use. We got the exact opposite here, right? The new news is Gerard Piqué has accepted Laporta's proposal that he's going to take a wage cut next season, which is huge for us because, you know, I think Piqué really understands the moment and understands that he needs to go, hey, Busi, hey, Alba, you need to take a pay cut, right? Sergio Roberto, you're taking a pay cut or you can get the out of here.
It's a good senior move.
Yeah.
It's
and
show the team.
We have a lot of money issues, right? We're no one's surprised here. And so it's really good that some of our older players, legacy players who are on big contracts, are ready to take a wage cut. With PK, you know, the captain, the leader, the one who's willing to do it first is really good. Here's the thing, Goose.
I'm listening. Okay?
I'm going to be honest with you, though. Gerard PK should not be a starter next season.
Who do you want?
Araujo.
Okay.
Possibly Eric Garcia, Lenglet, if he's able to regain some form. But the harsh reality of the situation is when PK came back at the end of the season, that coincided with us pooping the bed, as they say. Right? I mean, that's just the truth of it. And, you know, PK also came out and said he'll never play for another team once he leaves Barca. He's going to, you know, that's it, which I really appreciate him saying because, you know, he, unlike that rat Wijnaldum, I guess is what we're calling him now, he's showing his loyalty for the team. He's shown that.
If I had a Barca badge.
He's there through thick and thin, right? Mm-hmm. And so, sum it up, I think it's really good. PK is admitting that, hey, some of these legacy players, including himself, have to take a pay cut. He's being the role model, and he's showing that he's going to lead the way in that discussion. And, you know, it's going to be interesting to see whether Alba and Busquets do. But the other thing, too, though, is that, you know, PK, Alba, and Busquets love the club, right? Especially PK and Busquets. And so they're not the ones I'm worried about. What we got to really worry about is Coutinho, Umtiti, Pjanic, right? These guys are all under Bartomeu signed contracts.
Get rid of them.
And I don't know if they're going to take a pay cut. Do they have to, right?
No, Umtiti. They don't. They don't have to accept it.
Umtiti's won a World Cup, right? And we all know the story about him winning the World Cup at the expense of his knee and how he's paying for the choice to play through the knee pain. And now he's not very good, and he's not even like a honestly a sub-level player. He's not, right? We saw some of those games. He has some good passing still, right, which he always had, but his
slow.
Pace is just so
he
slow.
He can't do it.
Why would you leave? Right? It's not – unfortunately, it's not as easy as just like, we're going to trade you. You got to leave, right?
Well,
like,
I agree with you. But at the end of the day, you're looking at it from a standpoint of – for the club, we're not part of the team. We're not getting paid by these people. We're not making We're not making millions of dollars. At the end of the day, they're looking out for themselves in a sense. But I think PK is one of those people who's stepping up and saying, "Look, this is for the betterment of the FC Barcelona future. We want our team to do well. We want the youngsters to be."
Able
to
but dude, of course PK is going to do that. Is Umtiti going to do that? See, that's the
he
thing
should.
Here.
I mean, again,
okay, he should.
Yeah. Well.
What? I should be nicer to people walking down the street, right? But, you know, it's hard. We all know what we should do. It's what will we do? With this situation with millions of dollars at stake, I see Umtiti out there. Guy's got a lot of good fashion, and he's paying a lot for some of the clothes he wears, right? And so it's not just going to be as easy as, oh, he should do this.
You're
or, oh, think about the team. Where else is he going to get a contract so big?
He doesn't need that much of money. He doesn't.
He does.
No, he does.
Everyone needs more money. That's just the way the world works.
That's a capitalistic mindset, but we'll move past that. He could get a great contract at another smaller team or he'll get more minutes. When I say great, it's relative. Of course, you're not going to be
what team's going to sign him? How could any team watch his performances and sign him for like anywhere near
what money? So you're telling me his career is over?
Basically, we've seen him play, right?
Yeah,
like, more of a career does he have?
Well, then what's... So you're telling me he's just going to be paid X amount of millions of dollars to sit on the bench? Like, my mindset is, as a player, someone who has won a World Cup very recently, has had a great career well before my injury, that I want to get play time. Why be somewhere where I don't get paid? Or, excuse me, where I don't get play time? Sure, I know.
Because the money use.
I know. Well, we should rain money upon us because we're FC Barcelona. Maybe Bart should come back and pay us.
At the same time, what has to be acknowledged is like the team signed a contract with them
that
we have to honor. And so it's a little bit of a tough situation. Let us know in the comments what you think Umtiti is going to do, what you think about PK taking the price cut, whether Wijnaldum's a rat or not, and are you excited for Depay? Thank you guys so much.